Mama might need to call on the No Limit Soldiers, honey, to help him with all of this hate.
And Lily Reinhart might want to dish Kim Kardashian a plate of food. We'll explain.
Plus, we're dishing with Queen Cobra, a.k.a. the legendary group in Vogue, about their time on The Masked Singer.
And back in the studio, we got your favorite troublemakers, Heidi and Frank.
Always fun to be back here with the family. Yes. Heidi, why don't you kick us off today?
All right, well, it seems Dave Chappelle celebrated his security laying the five fingers to his face and arm of his attacker at the Hollywood Bowl. My God, I love these pictures. This obviously happened earlier this week. Well, he was hitting up an after party, and the comedian hit up the celebrity hotspot, the Pendry, here in L.A. to shake off the attack and party with some of his celebrity friends. So at the party, Dave Chappelle made light of the situation by saying, "I felt good that my friends broke his arm. I felt good." Then he went on to make light of both Jon Stewart and Busta Rhymes getting their licks in as well.
Wow.
Dave thanked his friends for having his back and party the night away. What a good way to end a crazy night.
Jon Stewart getting his licks in?
But like, Jon Stewart, Chewy, like, he was so in a mood that night, railing against the government and all of that.
Cancel
he was taking out all his frustration.
Yeah. Now when I think of the Justice League, these are the people that I'm going to think of.
Yeah. If I had gone to a psychic 5 years ago and they said Jon Stewart and Busta Rhymes are going to stomp a guy out together, I'd have been like, I want my money back.
You're lying.
Give me my money back.
Okay. All right, Frank, maybe you're right. Maybe she is a bad psychic because we just got word that Dave Chappelle says Jamie Foxx, Jon Stewart, and Busta Rhymes did not hit the attack.
There you go.
But it sounds so good.
It's better to think that they did.
They just gave the attacker a stern look.
This guy, when I looked at him after he had beat out of him, I couldn't tell if he was black, Persian, Asian. I didn't know what ethnicity he was.
He was purple, baby. Right.
He was purple.
Yeah. He was schmurple.
He was black and blue.
Yes.
I don't even know how a gun and knife gets brought into the Hollywood Bowl. When I packed a picnic basket, I can't bring my cheeses and wine.
No,
I'm not hurting anybody. Right.
Heidi, they get on me for bringing five bottles of wine. Like, bro, why is there a limit on wine, but I can bring a gun in? Like, come on, man. I was the same thing. I can't bring this wheel of cheese in.
Moving on, looks like Romeo Miller might have to get batted on his fans. Now, the new father is receiving hate mail from female fans after the birth of his baby girl. Now, in a recent interview, Romeo said, "I've lost a lot of fans. A lot of females sent me hate mail when I had my daughter because a lot of people felt like it was supposed to be them. As crazy as that sounds, I kind of felt that pressure growing up." Now, he also went on to say, as a child star, he shared a connection with a lot of fans through the years, and that's why he thinks it took him so long to have a baby, because he needed to wait until he found somebody special.
Aww. Wow. Okay, can we just let this man live his life?
Hang on a second.
He's with his baby. Like,
Chewy,
this is crazy.
Chewy, you have a lot of ladies who love you and are after Poppy and all that.
Yes.
I mean, you've shared your DMs. It's insane.
Yes, they want some of this Hugo.
So now, if you think that if you got your lady pregnant and there was a baby on the way, you think that you would get haters?
I think I would lose a lot of my fan base. Yes.
Absolutely.
When you appear single on social media and you appear, like, that means you're available. Like, you're just that much more, people want you more.
Men and women are exactly alike, because this happens to Instagram models all the time. Right. It's like they're doing their bikini shots all over the world, and the one shot they have of them kissing their boyfriend by a pool, we're like, unfollow.
Yeah. Right.
I'm out of here.
I had no chance with her, I'm out. Each picture has like 30,000 likes. The one with the boyfriend has like 200 likes.
Well, I just want to say to America watching, I don't have any kids, so I can still be your sexy lady.
Yeah, that's right.
You got two furry babies.
Okay.
She showed herself kissing a woman, she got more followers.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Lily Reinhart is not here for Kim Kardashian telling reporters about her extreme diet. Losing 16 pounds in 3 weeks in order to fit into Marilyn Monroe's dress she wore at the 2022 Met Gala. Lily took to her IG to vent. She said, "To walk on a red carpet and do an interview where you say how starving you are because you haven't eaten carbs in the last month, all to fit in a dress? So wrong. So messed up on hundreds of levels." Now, she didn't call Kim out by name, but she added that it's disgusting for celebrities to admit starving themselves considering how many people idolize them. What y'all think about that?
I'm just realizing, she's bragging about that. I've never even gone 5 minutes without carbs. I get nervous. I'm like, I need a cracker. I need a something crunchy.
I look at a loaf of bread. I don't even eat that Yeah. And an extra chin pops out of my face.
Heidi couldn't fit in Marilyn Monroe's old car.
Yeah. The Buick? She could fit in a Buick.
It's a convertible.
I do think, though, it's so funny. When we were talking yesterday, I wanted to know what Kim Kardashian did because I wanted to do it. But right. I think sometimes we do forget there are young women
yes,
watching everything that we do
yes.
or say,
right.
and they do try to emulate. It's a hard one.
Oh,
how much pressure
Kim Kardashian did. Like, not everybody has the discipline to even go through with it. Yeah. You might thug it out
or
for half
money.
A day or a few hours, then next thing you know, you have McDonald's again.
When you get into your 40s, as Sherry yes. knows, I know, you know, yes. as a woman.
And thank you for saying your 40s. I appreciate it.
I'm not starving myself. I mean, right. I'm not trying.
Yeah, we don't have a discipline.
I don't care.
Sorry.
Right. Frank?
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Frank? Are those glasses working?
I'm over here starving myself.
Come on,
I can barely see with no carbs. Well, speaking of the 2022 Met Gala, a video has gone viral suggesting that Euphoria actress Sydney Sweeney was being catcalled while on the red carpet.
Wow.
In the video, it suggests the reporter is saying to Sydney, "Does anyone have boobs like you down there? Come on, show us those boobs."
Whoa. No way.
But a source
that was a reporter
who spoke with people there said that really the person called out says, "Does anyone have moves like you down there? Come on, show us those moves."
That makes more sense.
Especially if she's like getting in the photographer area for stills. So yeah, that makes sense.
And a lot of times when you're on the red carpet, everybody's screaming at you at one time. So the reporters are trying to out-scream each other. I absolutely believe because I've never heard anything like that. Show us your boobs.
Unless that reporter worked for Playboy.
Yeah. I heard that once in college. Show me your boobs, Chewy. I was like, cool.
We're in that era where misunderstandings make the headline before confirmation.
Right.
Where it's
absolutely.
Like, did you say that?
Yeah.
No, I said moves. And then we laugh about it later. But no, it's got to make headlines now. Right. Like today, we walked in. We haven't been on the show for a while. We've changed seats a little bit.
Right.
And Heidi couldn't find her headphone jack. And I said, below me.
Oh,
and she's like, what? I go, no, it's below me, right here. Right here.
And I thought you said below me.
Excuse me.
See, and this could have been a huge headline.
I said, I'm not doing that ever again.
I thought it was another April Fool's joke, and I was about to punch Frank in the
I was like, no, no, it's right here. It's right here between my legs. It's down here.
Darn it, I feel bad. I've already filed a complaint.
Yeah, no.
Damn, I'm sorry.
No.
Can't win.
It's the Heidi Cherry
below
show.
Below me.
All right.
Hysterical.
All right, hey, Dish fam, we want to invite you to LMA's live iHeartRadio Heart on My Sleeve album release party on Monday, May the 9th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can catch the concert on FoxSoul.tv. It's going to be live, and anything can happen, so you better tune in,
because
this is going to be a trip. I'll be there. It's going to be a good time. We got more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Woo!
Okay, the courtroom showdown between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard just keeps going and going. Apparently, Johnny has a special way of preparing for the drama. So Amber is now taking the stand, and Johnny rolled up to the courthouse yesterday blasting Bob Marley's song, War, in his car. The title might be appropriate, but if you don't know the song, it's basically about being oppressed because of your race. I think it even says, like, we as Africans will make it through an African continent. Like, that's some of the lyrics. So what do y'all think? Maybe Johnny Depp was like identifying with the Africans and Amber Heard.
Possibly.
Smoking weed.
I think my man was just smoking weed. That's what he was doing, yo.
But so what would you roll up if you had a whole horrible relationship? You're in court, defamation. The song you want to play that you hope your ex hears.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no brook.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I get the radio
one.
Edit. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I was like,
Heidi, it's almost Juneteenth. No. Sherry was like, listen. Sherry said,
her eyes are big anyway.
And she said,
Well, maybe Johnny got his 23andMe back, and maybe he's a little bit African.
Like me, I'm 20%, 21% African.
Hello.
I'm going to sing Kanye, too, during Juneteenth.
All right. Can you believe someone once knocked out Uncle Joey from Full House?
No. Dave Coulier. I kind of believe that.
Well, Dave Coulier got into a scuffle with Guns N' Roses drummer Matt Sorum, and it happened at an after party at John Stamos' 1998 wedding to Rebecca Romaine. Now, according to Matt's new memoir, Double Talkin' Jive, Dave threw the party, and Matt lost it when he found his girlfriend naked. Imagine this. What? He finds his girlfriend naked in the jacuzzi with three random guys. So Matt Sorum goes crazy,
as he should
throwing
have.
Chairs and just and flower pots and everything. Wow. So this is what Matt Sorum writes. He said, quote, Dave comes over, tries to calm me down, but the guy doesn't even have time to put his hand on my shoulder before I knocked him out.
Did Dave Coulier have the squirrel puppet that he used?
Did he say, listen, Matt Sorum, cut it out, okay? I partied with Frank back in the day. And I will say that you're not an angry drunk. Okay. You're not
that
guy.
You're a loving drunk.
He's a loving, but here's the thing about Frank. You can have a full-on conversation with him, and he's at the very end of the night. And then he's gone.
Done.
There's no gradual phase.
Oh. You'll find me in a hot tub with guys naked.
So Frank goes for like, how's Dish Nation? A couple of drinks to a thumb in your
Cut it out.
No, take it out. Take it out. All right. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Yeah, a Virgin Atlantic jet was 40 minutes into a flight from London to New York when it turned around and went back.
What? Uh-oh.
They weren't out of coffee, Heidi. I know what you're saying.
I wanted to say it, but I didn't want to interrupt you.
Were they out of peanuts?
Wait till you hear why, Chewy. So one of the two pilots made it known that he had not taken his final flying test, which would qualify him to fly the plane.
Oh, my God.
But according to the Aviation Authority in the UK, both pilots were licensed and qualified. Anyway, after 3 hours on the ground, they found another pilot and the plane was able to take off again. So if the other pilot was qualified, couldn't he just take over?
Yeah. I mean, you have to have two.
In case of an emergency.
What made him decide? That's what I want to know. In his mind, what made him say, you know what, this is the time I need to tell you. I'm not quite.
I think it was probably like this.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Does anybody know where the little doohickey thingy?
I just hit this orange button. I'm not sure. What?
I'd be like, get me off this plane right now, bro.
He probably left something behind and he had to go back and get it. Maybe it was his phone at his girl's house. It's like incriminating evidence. So he's like, I don't have my license. Wow. We got to go back.
We're going to go back.
And that's how you drive the plane?
That's how you turn the plane around?
He's got his hand on the back of the seat. Am I going to hit anything? How much room do I have? Get me like this.
Hey, lower the music.
Whoa.
Lower the music.
I can't do this when I'm kicking in here.
All right, up next, Head Crack is talking to the latest contestants eliminated from The Masked Singer. So you better hold on until we get back. Yeah?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back to Dish Nation. We have the legendary group and one of my favorites here with us today. And must I say, I was definitely sad to see y'all leave The Masked Singer, but definitely glad to have you ladies here. Make some noise for En Vogue. What's up, Quiz?
Hey.
Whose idea was it for the Cobra? Was this like a group effort? Did they show you some options and did y'all have to vote on it?
Initially, they showed us sketches of some cats, like the Three Musketeer cats. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh, we loved it. It was really cute. And then they came back and they changed their minds. They wanted us to be, you know, on Team Bad.
A lot of times, you know, with The Masked Singer, you know, there's always like, you know, family who think they know what's going on. Did y'all get text, phone calls from family members that were like, hey, is that y'all?
Yes, absolutely. My sister loves the show and she sure did. She was like, I could have swore I heard your voice. I was like, huh, who, me?
And the fans were very on top of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, something about that that legendary three-part, sometimes four-part harmony that is just, it's hard to escape when you know, right? Now, what's the most creative lie that you had to tell to somebody that you knew to throw them off of the trail that it wasn't Shaw?
I just didn't answer anybody back.
Me too.
Like they would text and I would go, huh?
What can we expect from En Vogue in the next year or so? Like what's coming up next?
Oh gosh. Well, this in May 10th, we'll be on a 58-city tour with New Kids on the Block, Salt and Pepper, Rick Astley. And so that's what's going on all summer for us.
Let's just say if there was some weird extinction level event, right, that took place, and only one En Vogue song can save the world, what song are you pulling out of your catalog to rock for the world? Rhoda, I'll start with you.
For me, the obvious is Free Your Mind. That would be the first choice for me.
And for me, if it had to be something, you know, like the song that would save the world, it would either be Hold On
or Gotta Be Part
or Don't Let Go.
All of those are fitting.
Okay. Give him something to feel before y'all go. Before y'all
go. Hey, you know, you go out on a high note. Indeed.
There is so, one more.
Go. All right, what is it? At.
And that is Blue Skies. That's
yes.
Speaks to.
That's a good one.
Yeah, clouds after the rain. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to it. Always En Vogue, always in season. That's Terry, that's Cindy, that's Rhoda. It's En Vogue, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for pulling up on Dish Nation. Hugs and love. Continued success.
Thank you so much for having us. Dish Nation.
All right, so it's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
All right, well, just when you thought you heard it all, one TikTok user says that after years of sucking in her stomach, she now suffers from an illness called hourglass syndrome.
What?
Oh, boy, this is a doozy. Check it out.
So this right here, these underboobs, this is called stomach gripping or hourglass syndrome, and it's because when we were younger, we sucked in so much, we literally scarred our muscles. Like, this is scar tissue.
I have a confession to make. I suffer from this syndrome,
so
too.
So do I.
Yeah.
Really?
I got scar tissue everywhere.
You got atomic clock syndrome. Whatever that means, it just sounds different.
Look. Hourglass.
I don't believe
you
it.
Suck what? In?
Look at that. You got it.
You see the hourglass,
yeah,
though?
I see it. She was just sucking in the wrong way. She also said if you suck in your stomach too much, you might tinkle when you laugh or cough without even having a baby.
I'm here to tell you that's true.
When you have a baby, yes, but I think if you're sucking in, but you're kind of pushing out
but
all the time.
But are
you
sucking in
low? No, you're sucking in wrong.
You're sucking in wrong?
You know,
I can't even suck right.
Oh, come on. You suck more than any of us.
So let's just do it. All right now.
Right.
Zoop, go.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm gonna cramp.
This is, I will say this.
Now.
If you bite the inner parts of your cheeks, like bring in your cheeks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, bite it.
Yeah, what?
Like this. See, look at that. But it tears up the inside of your cheeks. But look at that.
Or say, and say, Jesus.
Look at that.
Look at that. You look like Naomi Campbell.
What'd
you
do?
What'd you do?
Look at that cut on her.
Cut!
You will get a syndrome of nasty inner.
Yeah, hourglass face.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.